Partnerem podcastu jest Aires Polska. Producent implantów hybrydowych z kwasem hialuronowym.
Ogólnopolskie Stowarzyszenie Implantologii Stomatologicznej OSIS zaprasza do wysłuchania podcastu o stomatologii, implantach, nauce i biznesie.
Patronem medialnym podcastu jest DTI, Dental Tribune International Polska.
Dzień dobry Państwu, Witold Tomkiewicz, Ogólnopolskie Stowarzyszenie Implantologii Stomatologicznej OSIS, podcast Stomatologia, Implanty, Nauka i Biznes. Dzisiaj moimi gośćmi są Bartek Górecki.
Bardzo miło, dzień dobry.
I nasz specjalny gość, o którym już mieliśmy z Bartkiem podcast, po powrocie z Lizbony, z EAO, dr Paulo Malo. Paulo, welcome to Poland.
Thank you very much.
It's like coming home, isn't it?
Yes, I like Poland very much.
Paulo, the first time you started the Malo Clinic in Poland, it was, if I remember correct, 2006. Mm-hmm. Is it right?
I believe so. I do not recollect the right date.
Okay. Paulo, so the Malo Clinic started and developed, and you've been on television, and All on the Four is a kind of starting, picking up, and now you prepare another project, which is called Malo Dental, exactly P. Malo Dental in Poland. Can you a little elaborate on this, on the project that was done with Malo Clinic, and now what you plan, and why that happened, etc.?
Well, Malo Clinic was created and we developed around the world and with a great success, of course, and based on knowledge, based on new techniques. And this year...
How many patents you own?
I have about 15 patents, but in fact, more than 20. Some of the patents, I sold the patent. And some of the patents, I have the patent under my name, U.S. patents. But actually, the patent, although it's in my name, it is used by other companies.
Can you name some of the, I mean, if you can name some of the patents, because most of our listeners probably know.
I have the patents of the speedy implants, CC parallels, zygoma implant, angulated abutments, you know, things like that.
All on four is your idea.
All
isn't
on four
it?
is not a patent, it's a technique. So it's a registered trademark, but it's not patentable.
How about Malo Bridge? No, Malo Bridge.
The Malo Bridge, it is not patentable. It is developed by us. There are things that we cannot patent, meaning like techniques we cannot patent. We can only patent products.
When we were talking about half an hour ago, I'm drinking coffee, you said that it took you almost 8 years to convince Nobel Biocare to All on Four technique.
Yeah. Actually, everything started in 1990 when I developed the immediate load. So a lot of people know me for the All on Four, but they forgot that immediate load, single teeth, it is mine. I developed in 1990. And then only 1996 was published because no one wanted to publish. Actually, it was Professor Brennemark that helped me to publish. And from 1990 to 1996, no international publisher wanted to publish.
It shows how conservative.
Yes.
That
yes.
Mean, the publishers and the dental, society is.
Yes. Yes. Very conservative. And in those days, there were not so many publications, scientific publications, and they were in possession of people that were very conservative. And the answer I got from these people said, this cannot be true, this cannot work, so I will not publish. Whereas what we should do as a scientific publisher is to look at the paper, look at the scientific paper and publish, whether you agree or not agree. So we could not publish immediate load single teeth. And today, everybody does immediate load single teeth.
Pablo, because at that time, it was the study and the data only from your own clinic. It wasn't a multi-center.
It was not a multi-center.
Only from yours.
Yes, but as you know, scientific publications are from one center.
Of course. I mean, there must be one leader, one person, one inventor.
Normally,
one inventor.
Exactly. Normally, the people that develops or invents publish.
It's not, it's not a democratic process. It's not vote. No, it just takes a leader.
Of course. I mean, you invent, you publish, you patent, and then the others come, do the same, and also publish. The same happened with Olon4, the zygoma, everything. But in those days, this was very, very few people had the power and controlling the publications. So from 1990 to 1996, I could not publish. They refused to publish immediate load single teeth because they said it was crazy. And then in 1996, I spoke to Professor Brannemark and I asked him, actually it was engineer Bo Renga that brought to him. And I asked him if he could help me to publish, and I showed him the papers. And Professor Brannemark said, young man, I don't agree with this technique. I don't agree with immediate load, but you do have a point here. You have a paper, so I will publish this. And it will published in the magazine called Talk of the Times in 1996. Talk of the Times was not a scientific magazine.
It was a Nobel Biocare.
It was a Nobel Biocare publication. And it was controlled by Professor Brannemark and by a girl called Dvasler.
And shortly after, there was a novum, wasn't it?
Novum came at the same time as Olon4. That was another story.
Okay.
I presented Olon4 to Nobel Biocare in 1994. And Nobel Biocare said that this was a bad idea. And then Professor Brannemark presented novum. And Nobel Biocare also said to Professor Brannemark it was a bad idea. So novum and Olon4 actually came at the same time. But
you were the one who pointed to immediate loading, because to me it looks like
I invented immediate load.
Yes, you invented it for single teeth, and then you showed them Olon4, and then Brannemark went to novum, which is immediate loading on three.
Yes, only after I did. So Brannemark was not the first on immediate load. I was the first on immediate load single teeth. And then after I did immediate load single teeth, Professor Brannemark told me that he did not believe on immediate load, but then he launched Novum, which is an immediate load project. And at the same time as I launched Olon4. Now, but we did not talk to each other. I did not know that he was launching this, and he did not know that I was launching the other one. The difference between myself and Professor Brannemark in those days was prestige and credibility. So both of us went to Nobel Biocare and explained the products.
Together?
No.
No, separate.
He presented to Nobel Biocare the idea, and I presented to Nobel Biocare the idea of Olon4. We did not know about each other's work. And it's really funny because Nobel Biocare said to me that this was a crazy idea, but also said to him that it was a crazy idea. So I did not have any power in those days. I was a young man. So I said, okay, I'll continue to work on this idea until somebody actually...
May I interrupt?
Yeah.
I mean, Nobel Biocare said it's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
But who in Nobel Biocare? Well, because you're a clinician, Brannemark clinician.
Yeah. Nobel Biocare, Nobel Biocare said it was a crazy idea, but Straumann also said it was a crazy idea. Everybody said it's a crazy
who,
idea.
But who, personally? I mean, dentists?
No.
The managers?
It works like this. Companies like Straumann, Nobel Biocare, all the others, they do not have knowledge, internally knowledge, right? They do not produce anything. They do not invent anything.
No,
they produce.
They just produce.
So what they do is that they depend on people that invent, then they buy, and then they produce, and because they have the engineering and the money capacity, they actually produce and they can actually change little things. But within these companies, these are industrial companies. These are not innovative companies in the sense. I mean, if you look at Straumann or Nobel Biocare, nothing sold or produced by them is invented by the company.
No.
Everything is outside the company, and then they buy.
They're just profit-driven. They just buy anything that they think will
bring
profit.
Like any company, they look at the things that are in the market, the companies, small companies in the market, or ideas, and they buy, and they produce. That's how it works. But it's okay. The thing is that as going back to the story, which is interesting, is that when I presented All4, I presented to many companies in the world. All of them said no and don't come back. And Noble Biocare said no, but there was one man at Noble Biocare called Professor Bo Rangert. He said, well, I believe in this, so we're going to fight. We're going to come back and show this.
And I remember you did publication with Bo when you measured the forces, the distribution of forces on all on four.
Yeah, but that was 1996. 1998, I believe. But anyway, it's really funny that when they said no to me, I said, okay, I'll continue to work and bring more cases and develop this. But Professor Brana Mark, he couldn't really care about it. So in those days it was called Noble Pharma. So when Noble Pharma told Professor Brana Mark that it was not a good idea, Professor Brana Mark said, I don't care about you. So he launched Novum alone. So he actually called the press to a press meeting, and he announced Novum.
And so then the company was against the wall, and they had to do it.
The company was against the wall, exactly. And then the press start telling that this was an amazing idea. This was like the holy grail of everything. So the company really had to start producing by threat.
And the Novum, I mean, in itself, that the core had already a fallacy, because it assumed to adjust the patient to already made hardware, right? Now, what you do with All4 is the opposite, and it's a natural that you use the implants and you make bridge custom-made. Everything is custom-made to the patient. Yeah.
The big difference between Novum and All4 is that, or was that, Novum delivers a final bridge at the first of the time of insertion, and All4 actually you can deliver also a final bridge at the same day, but the Novum it is prefabricated, and the All4 is not prefabricated. Now, the major difference is that All4 is very, very flexible. We can do it in mandibular, we can do it in maxilla, we can do it on thin bone, hard bone, soft bone, wide bone, short bone, long bone,
right.
Anything.
Right. Big,
if we have a cyst or if we have teeth, we can remove, so it's very, very flexible.
Sure, but really Professor Bronemark with his Novum, he made a way open for All4, because Novum, it lasted maybe a year or 2 years,
it naturally died.
It was...
Yeah, but the real thing about Novum was that the problem about Novum is that you did not have any flexibility. And because you only use three implants, the implants had to be 5 millimeters to be strong enough to take such big cantilevers. So we have actually, we can only do Novum in some few mandibulars, and we cannot do on the maxilla. So actually, it is a process. It is a technique that is very limited, very limited. And therefore could not compete with All4.
Partnerem podcastu jest Aires Polska, producent implantów hybrydowych z kwasem hialuronowym.
So in that sense, that Novum did not have the possibility of competing with All4. In fact, Trefoil was launched, which was launched last year by Nobel. It is actually an update of the Novum. It has...
And also Straumann adopted, didn't
it? Yes.
How is it called in Straumann now?
No, Straumann adopted the All4, it's ProArch.
ProArch.
Not the Trefoil.
No.
Trefoil, it's an update of the Novum system with some new things on top. But again, has the problem that is not flexible. So we'll see how this how this goes.
Paolo, can we switch now? Because you started a very interesting topic issue with the like business with the companies, the attitude to the inventors, to new ideas like breaking ground, new cutting edge ideas. Now, I have a question now to the clinics and the funds. We had a little discussion yesterday because also in Poland the movement started. I think Bartek was like 2 or 3 years ago when we advised to some funds to buy the clinics, etc., etc. And when we discussed yesterday, there is a major difference between what you created, a Malo Dental chain all over the world, and the. If there is international dental chains, they are owned by funds. And the major difference that we concluded with Bartek is the quality, is that the fund is money and profit driven, and they do anything. I mean, and they treat dentistry like any other business, like a production business with probably better margin on it, or please comment. Comment on the role of the funds in making dental clinics change.
Well, first, I would like to say that we cannot put funds all under the same umbrella. I mean,
right.
They are
like people.
They are
different people, different funds.
Funds are driven by people,
right?
And depends who is driving the fund. There are funds that basically focus on research and development. We have funds that, but in fact, most funds are profit driven, and they are when they invest, it's about profit. They do not like to invest on something that can take time to have returns. Normally, funds come in with an exit strategy already defined from day one, meaning that the fund buys something and after 2, 3, 4, or 5 years they sell it, make the profit, and move on.
So it's just a difference in the perspective.
Yes,
if it's 2 years or if it's 5 years.
It's a different.
If it's
attitude.
5 years, then they may be more patient to develop.
It's a different attitude. Funds are not really interested, to be honest. Funds are not really interested in the quality of the work. You know, I mean, first of all, a fund is money. Okay, so they do not care. They do not really care if the quality goes down, as long as profit comes along. Whereas, if you have a company that is driven by people that are in the business, quality is very important for these people. So it's not just the money.
Especially if you put your name on it.
Especially
like,
if you do. Funds do not put their names
like
on.
Like Malo Dental and Malo Clinic
Dental,
before.
Yeah.
And now, can we switch now automatically to Malo Clinic and Malo Dental? You established Malo Clinic in Warsaw. And
yes.
now you're developing You're no more in Malo Clinic in
yes,
Warsaw.
I'm not.
Okay. And you start Malo Dental.
Mm.
So can you comment
Malo
on
Clinic,
this?
Malo Clinic started. I started Malo Clinic, and this year I sold Malo Clinic Portugal to a fund. Therefore, I do not own Malo Clinic in Portugal.
Even though your name is,
yes, because the name Malo is, for now at least, is under the it belongs to the group Malo
to
Clinic.
The group Malo Clinic.
And because I sold the group Malo Clinic,
they own the Malo Clinic
name.
But now you're Malo Dental.
Now this is discussable because we are actually checking if the name actually belongs or not. This is something that we have to find out. If Malo Clinic can use the name Malo, or if I can remove the name Malo from Malo Clinic. But that's another discussion. Right now, the important thing is that Malo Clinic Portugal does not belong to me anymore, but all the Malo clinics around the world,
now called Malo Dental.
They are called Malo Dentals.
How many of them?
Oh, we have over 200.
How many countries or continents?
I think like 25 countries, all continents.
So we've got Europe, countries. North America, yeah, South all America, all continents.
Besides Antarctica. But every continent we are.
Penguins don't need it.
Not yet.
not yet.
But the important thing is that Mayo Clinic Portugal does not belong to me anymore. And actually, Mayo Clinic Varsov belongs to Mayo Clinic Portugal.
So it's okay. Not you anymore.
So Mayo Clinic Varsov does not belong to me anymore. I do not go to Mayo Clinic Varsov.
So
anymore.
Patients will not find you there?
No, patients will not find me in Mayo Clinic Varsov. They have to go to Mayo Dental Poland.
Poland, right. The project under development.
Yes.
And so we can tell, I mean, at this moment we can tell not much, but we know with Bartek, right, that you're preparing something which you have already done in other countries that yes. are more developed.
Yes. In every country, we changed from Mayo Clinic to Mayo Dental, and we adopted the new name. In some countries, we have Mayo Smiles, and in the other country, we have Mayo Dental. It depends on the...
And besides your own clinic, Mayo Dental, you have the partnership clinics, and one of them is... Only one started in Poland, in Gdansk,
yes,
right?
Gdansk.
And now you're open to start a partnership.
Gdansk is a Mayo clinic, but you will change into Mayo Dental.
Change into Mayo Dental.
And we will open other clinics in Poland called Mayo Dental. Yeah.
So this is information for the clinics who who want to reach like an international ground and recognition, and to work on international standards and be in that network, that they may apply through the podcast, through OSIS, to get in touch with you and then to find out if they...
We are 2020 will be the launch of Mayo Dental in Poland. So we expect to launch Mayo Dental in Poland. We started with Gdansk already. In fact, I'm going there today. And we soon will start Mayo Dental in Varsov and also other cities.
And besides the Mayo Dental Clinic and the partnership thing, there is a great project that you have in mind and already kind of is developing, is the education with cooperation with Warsaw University.
Yeah, this is something that we're discussing. We will see how this goes. But we would like to bring Mayo Dental education, international education program to Poland.
Because, you are great. I mean, this is a big organization, Mayo Dental Education, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the biggest in the world, yeah.
Okay, please tell the listeners, I mean, which speakers and what courses,
et cetera. Mayo Dental Education is the largest education organization in the world today. We are present in every single continent on the major cities. And the committee of the Mayo Dental Education is done by Professor Tony Rotondo from Australia, which is well-renowned on aesthetics. It is Professor David Winkler, which is the ex-president of the European Academy of Aesthetics. Then Professor Shankar Iyer, which is the ex-president of the Implant Academy of United States. Then there is Professor Natalie Wong, which is also the president of the Canadian Implant Dental Aesthetics. And then
So it's not only all on the floor. It's not only implants.
No.
It's general dentistry. It's aesthetics.
Yeah. I mean, Mayo Clinic Education is about orthodontics, prosthodontics, lab technicians, surgery, aesthetics. Everything. It's an education program for dentists.
So when the project in Poland, in Warsaw, with the university develops, 2020, then we may expect these people to come from time to time.
Yes.
And to run these programs.
Yes. Mayo Clinic Education, our objective is to make in Poland a center of the Mayo Clinic Education for Eastern Europe. When I say Eastern Europe, it does not mean that we do not receive people and from West Europe. I mean, it's based in Poland. People can come from anywhere in the world. But it's
sure, I remember we with Bartek, we were bringing people, 10 years ago, to
Lisbon.
To Lisbon. Lisbon.
Yes, of course.
The groups of 20, 30.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are under construction in Lisbon, because now we changed. We are now start Mayo Dental in Portugal as well. But we're not yet finished. So we are bringing people to Verona because we have a big clinic in Verona. And so Mallo Dental Education in Europe right now is done in Verona and is done in Mönchengladbach in Germany.
Pablo, we could talk hours. Yeah. Now we have another project. We have to move on right now. But the last thing I would like to ask you to comment is, like we discussed yesterday, that there is a difference in quality and development of dentistry in Poland when you compare to, let's say, more developed countries, to Western countries. And you were talking yesterday, like one of the measurements is the number of zygomas, is the number of angulated abutments, the number of plates. Then even I asked you what you mean by plates, and then you said, like the titanium plate to put on thin mandibula to do
facial surgeries,
to do
orthognatic surgery,
and then combine orthognatic with the implants, etc., etc. And you also noted, I mean, there's always people that they think that they reach the top of the mountain and they have nothing to learn. Please comment, because you said so beautifully yesterday.
Well, it's we know the development of each country. When we say this country is more developed on this particular thing than the other, it's based on two things. First is subjective, and that is not a good measurement because we can make mistakes, but the others are objective. Objective is this. For instance, I just came from Albania. And in Albania, there is one dental clinic with a CT scan machine. Huh. So if in a country with only one clinic has one CT scan machine, that means that development is not so great.
This is objective measurement of the quality of dentistry.
In Poland, if you look at the amount of population, the amount of dentists, and the amount of CT scan machines sold, the amount of zygomas sold, the amount of angulated abutments because it's all on four sold, the amount of brackets sold, you will see that in average is well below Western countries. Okay, in proportion, because you have to measure.
Right.
Of course, you cannot compare Poland with Liechtenstein and Luxembourg. Right.
So we still, Polish dentists still have things to learn, and the students, the graduates of university.
I came to Poland many years ago, 2007 or 6 or something like that, and I am one person that proves that the Polish dentistry has hugely increased. In fact, every country or almost every country that benefited, that were behind, very behind, and benefited from an open policy on politics, has boomed its technology. And since Poland stopped being on the Eastern Bloc and opened the doors, I remember coming to Poland, there was not even a CT scan machine in the whole country.
No.
There was nothing. And now we have good dentists in Poland, good clinics in Poland, well-trained dentists, well-equipped clinics. And this is amazing. We have the same story even more in China. But still in Poland, we don't have Polish doctors publishing innovative papers.
And presenting on the international stage. You said that. This is another objective.
Poland did not reach that stage yet. So Poland benefited every country that is next to Europe. And nothing stops the influx, the income of knowledge, and nothing stops the Polish to go outside to learn. Then these countries immediately boom, because they get everything from the outside. They're open now. So they grow much faster than the other countries.
So now with your new project, the Mallo Dental project, you make like an opening for firstly the good clinics and ambitious but open-minded dentist owners to join this international network of quality and research and education, the Mallo Dental chain. And secondly, with this educational project developed together with Warsaw University at the new facilities in the campus. I mean, people can come to the courses, they can come to observe you watching. So this is new opportunities.
Yes. As I said, Poland has done a huge job in terms of quality of the clinics and quality of the people. But still below the standard average on Western province and Western Europe. That is no doubt about. And there are, as I said, objectives, factors that we can measure on this.
Measure, yeah.
But Poland is perfectly on the right track. So I think that in the next 10 to 15 years, we will catch up. Poland will catch up with the average Western Europe.
Super. Bartek, okay. Question to Paolo?
Yes, just one question, because just the statistic. Do you remember the first Olon 4 in Poland? I remember it was made by you on the University of Gdańsk.
Yes.
I don't remember, it was 2004, something like that.
Yes, I don't remember the date, but I know that I did the first.
It was the first, yes.
And we also did the first zygomas in Poland.
In Poland also. And just for the statistic, how many patients has been treated all over the world by the Olon 4 method?
Know, do you have? Again, this is, we don't have statistics on this, because as you know, we know how many patients we have treated.
Okay.
And it's
in Malo Clinic. Okay.
In Malo Clinics. I mean, in Malo Clinics, we have treated more than 50,000 patients.
Perfect.
You know, but as you know, today every company, including Straumann, since 3 years ago, launched the Olon 4. So Olon 4 today is the most used technique for the edentulous people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Every single company. Every single implant company in the world has an Olon 4 copycat.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Everybody. And we were talking about it, that the Olon 4, it's not only the Olon 4 for the four implants, regular implants, it's also the two zygoma and two implants. It's called also the Olon 4.
Well, you see, Olon 4 is a technique that implies two inclined implants in the back and two straight implants in the front. Mm. Now, if you use a zygoma instead of in the back, instead of one standard implant, that's an Olon 4 hybrid. And if you do four zygomas, it's an Olon 4 zygoma. So Olon 4 are done with implants in the maxilla or mandibula, or with implants outside the maxilla, which is the case of the zygoma. Not only zygomas. There are tuberosity implants, zygomas, there are infraorbital implants, there are all kinds of places where you can place an implant, and it is an Olon 4 because it's the technique.
The technique.
It's the standard technique of the Olon 4, which means only four implants. The moment you place three implants or five, that's not an Olon 4.
That could be immediately loaded.
Yes, of course. Normally, Olon 4 was designed... Olon 4 is a surgical technique designed to use the minimum amount of bone in the most efficient way.
Yes, and always the patient get a teeth.
Yes,
after the treatment.
Because of the technique and because of the products we use on the Olon 4, and specifically remember that we use specific products for the Olon 4 to ensure the higher success rate, and the speed implant was developed for that. And the Procera, the bar, the Procera bar was developed for that. We developed CAD-CAM technology. It was not Novo Biocare. We developed the bar. And that was developed to make sure that we have high success rate. Because of this, we can do immediate load with high success rate on the Olon 4 in about 95% of the cases.
Okay. Fantastic. And that will be the topic of the courses, of the lectures of Paolo Malo in Malo Dental and in Malo Dental Education joint venture with Warsaw University. Paolo, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bartek.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Zapraszamy na stronę podcastu osis.org.pl.
Partnerem podcastu jest Aires Polska. producent implantów hybrydowych z kwasem hialuronowym.